Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, to the 86th episode of the Super Mega Cast, starring Matt Watson and myself, Ryan McGee. In this episode, we will talk about stuff, things, and all the like. Here we go, off to Matt for the weather.
Alright, well, I mean, it feels great in Los Angeles today. I gotta say, it's feeling nice. It's been chilly, but now it's feeling good. But that only applies to people in Los Angeles, and that only applies to people today, right now, when we're recording this. So, by the time I'm listening to this, it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah. You will be listening to this, though, within, like, a two-day period of us recording it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you at least it'll be close in proximity of time.
Right. For you Los Angeles listeners, it's a very recent weather, not forecast, observation.
Yeah. And can we just give a big shout-out to our man, Kenneth, who just did the announcement for this episode. Thank
Kenneth,
you, Kenneth.
Good job, man.
We figured we'd hire him to kind of set things off on a positive note.
He's got a great voice.
I don't think we can pay for any other podcast. He charges a lot, so maybe after
he
this
charges,
one.
He charges. I thought this. Yeah, I did not expect his race to be
this will
so
be
high.
The only one. But yeah, he's a great part of the crew. We love to have him on.
I love Kenneth, man.
Yeah.
But hey, everyone. Ryan actually has a surprise for everybody.
Oh, my lord, do I ever.
He wants to tell everyone.
Yeah, what do I want to tell him about, Matt?
A wonderful story that happened to him in the last week.
Happened to me in the last
involving
week.
Involving him.
Yeah.
And his mother. Go ahead, Ryan.
My mom I don't know.
Ryan, you know what I'm talking about, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to think of a story.
No, Ryan, you know what I'm talking about.
No. She does a lot of stuff that gets me on edge, so
no,
I'm trying
Ryan, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man.
I'm trying to... Which one, though?
The thing with the petroleum jelly?
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I said save it for episode, like, 100 for, like, a special thing.
Oh.
Make sure to bring it up for the 100th episode.
Okay. All right, well,
it'll be the petroleum jelly
100.
Special.
All right,
but in other news, how have you been? What have you been up to recently, Matthew?
Man, Ryan, I've been good, man. I've just been chilling out, doing a little bit of maxing.
Okay,
doing a little bit of hanging out. So you thought I was gonna do the Fresh Prince joke?
Yeah,
I did not do it.
Well, you kind of did it. You even referenced it.
I broke expectations.
Yeah.
Well, see, Ryan, that's what comedy's all about. It's about breaking expectations, right? It's about shattering expectations.
That's what it is.
That's what I went to comedy school, and that's what they taught me.
Is that what you did over the weekend?
I did. I went to comedy school.
Is that why you're so funny right now?
Yeah, dude. I'm bringing a whole new. I'm changing the game when it comes to our podcast.
I could tell. I was
right
like,
now.
Man, he's 10 times funnier than he normally is.
Thanks, man. Everyone's been telling me that lately. Like ever since I went to this new comedy school, everyone's been telling me like, Matt,
You're so funny these days. When'd you get so funny, man?
You get Facebook messages from your friends. God damn, man. How'd you get so funny?
I mean, I know we haven't talked since high school, but I don't know. I just kind of got this feeling lately. Just like, and something in the air just says you're funnier these days.
But speaking of Facebook.
Yeah?
Do you like Facebook? I don't. I really don't. I haven't liked it for the past, like, 2 years.
Okay, I use Facebook. So I got a Facebook account like 8 or 9 years ago. Yeah. And back then I was really into it because I was Same. Like, I was like, Facebook's the shit, man.
I can keep track of my friends. What are they doing? Yeah. They're posting pictures. I'm posting pictures.
You know,
I'm taking
always...
quizzes to yep. silently hint at my crushes that I go to school with. Maybe if they see this little quiz I took, maybe yep. I'll be like, ooh, maybe that's me. And we'll, you know.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Nothing ever good happened because of those quizzes. But
I wonder if anyone's ever gotten laid because of like a Facebook personality quiz.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, commenting on your friend's wall after... You get home from school, but doing some homework, you'll comment on, like, your friend's wall, you know, write some funny stuff, you know, yeah. share a funny YouTube video of a chimpanzee peeing in his own mouth. You know, like, good stuff, man.
I remember comments turned into, like, chat log sex. Oh, do you remember Facebook chat? I used that all the time. I used it so fucking much. And I remember there's a lot of comments... Well, they're all gone now because I deleted my Facebook at one point, and then I remade it. But there was a point where I could just go back and... through all the old conversations and from like years ago.
I use that every day.
I would
still.
Talk about I don't. I can't. I don't like it.
That's how I keep up like Messenger. That's how I keep up with yeah. a lot of like old friends and people that because you know, since I moved, it's like a lot of people I don't live near anymore. So that's how I keep up with like old friends and family members and stuff.
I keep up with old friends either through text or Snapchat, except Snapchat's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and when worse and worse and help worse and worse.
Ryan! That new Snapchat update sucks.
Yeah.
I do have to say. Where it's like it just wants to show you everyone's stories.
I'm starting to get into Instagram stories.
Yeah, me too. I started posting Instagram stories more. It's good.
Let me post one right now. We should both post one.
Let's both post an Instagram story right now, Ryan.
How do I do this?
Guys,
how do I work this thing?
This is going to give everyone flashbacks because they're going to be like, whoa. It's like,
do I hold it to record a video?
You're going
to
do a video?
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Do I hold it down to do the video?
Yeah, hold it down and do a video.
Whoa, I'm doing a video.
It's an Instagram story.
We're recording the podcast.
This is going to be in the podcast.
Someone should sync it up when it comes out.
That's crazy.
Goodbye. Look at that.
Whoa, dude.
Look at that.
Dude, I did Instagram Live for the first time the other day.
I'm going to put it on my story now.
I did Instagram Live. I've never done that before.
I don't know why that's on my story.
I did it for like 30 seconds and turned it off because it scared me.
What did?
Instagram Live because of how many people started watching.
Wait, you can... It's
Watch.
Live
you
right
want,
away?
You want to see me go live on Instagram right now, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, we're about to go live on Instagram. This is going to be...
Holy shit.
This is going to be... Okay, ready?
This feels like an ad for Instagram.
All right. Instagram did not pay us to do this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm starting.
Are we live? Is this live?
All right. We're now live.
We're live? Are people going, I love this?
Let's see.
People going to record it?
Let's see.
I don't know.
It doesn't say we have anyone viewing so far. Okay. There's somebody.
All right.
Three viewers. We got three viewers on this.
Oh, I saw a little heart. That looks like the Twitter live
stream. Oh, shit.
Thing. We're recording the podcast, and we're talking about Instagram on it. So this is an early sneak peek for anyone who's
you guys are actually
watching.
Listening to a podcast episode that's not out right
with
now.
These mics,
you won't this hear is the audio.
Yeah, you won't hear this effect though, like me doing this with the mic.
Yeah, but in the actual podcast, they'll hear you doing.
You know
that.
What I'm saying?
Wow, dude, this is really meta right now.
I shouldn't have done
that. Hello, 620 people. Ryan, this is crazy, man. I feel like
I fixed it.
I feel like we're doing like a Super Bowl halftime show right now because of how many people are watching.
How many people are watching?
731.
Is this entertaining during the podcast?
This is probably not.
This is only entertaining.
Hey, my sister. Hi. Hey, Sam. That's my sister. She just okay.
Ask her how she's doing. Does she think of me?
Uh-oh, I just gave away my what? Ryan, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I was just Looks like they'll have to check the whole podcast to see the resolution of this matter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my sister's married, Ryan.
Yeah.
She doesn't think about you. Have you ever even spoken to my sister?
Once.
Yeah, oh, that's right. We had dinner. You had dinner when my sister was over. Remember?
Yeah.
We had steaks.
Yeah.
And they were really good.
Thank you. They weren't steaks I made. I don't know why.
Why'd you say
why
thank you?
I don't know. Because maybe I was a good guest.
I was like,
thank you for being a good guest at our dinner, Ryan.
No, but why did you say thank you still?
Because
even if you were a good guest, like, why would you say thank you to me?
Because it's your family, and you're sharing your family with me.
Okay, sure. They are a blessing.
You know, you've heard of wife sharing. We family share.
We share our entire family.
Sometimes, you know, but not in a sexual way.
Not
right?
in a sexual way. Yeah. No.
In a very respectful.
100% platonic, respectful way.
We're poly, what would that even
polyfamilous.
Polyfamilous?
I don't know.
You know what I figured out on Instagram as well?
What?
When I decline all these messages, they can't message me again after that?
Really?
I don't think so. Look, I'm going to hit decline all. So these 47 messages will be removed and the senders won't be able to message you again. How will they not be able to message me again?
I don't think that's true because I see the same person always messaging me after I decline it. Okay. Also, the frustrating thing about Instagram is if I accept somebody's message and then delete it, they can message me forever from then on out. So,
well, here's the thing. Sometimes I see someone in the direct messages and they'll say something really nice or something that, you know, is actually funny.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'm the funny king.
The king. Well, did you go to comedy school too
this weekend? The king of funny.
Dude, were you in my comedy class this weekend?
I was in the second tier. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm getting up there.
You're working your way up to Matt Watson levels.
Golden star.
What?
I know.
Dude, soon you're going to be as funny as Matt Watson.
Soon. Soon I'll have the big old squeaky ball on my crown.
What?
There's a squeaky ball you get when you get to be the supreme king of funny. You get to put it on your crown and it squeaks whenever you
and people
honk
laugh.
It.
They go,
yep, they do whenever you honk it on the street.
I wish it was that easy to make people laugh.
I know.
Just honk a little squeaky ball.
It is actually very easy to make people laugh because I go to see like a really bad comedy that I don't think is funny, something with like,
oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I go to a bad movie, you're like, this movie sucks, but the entire audience
everyone's like, I sit there with a blank face. I'm like, am I a dick?
Why don't I feel?
I want to laugh. I remember laughing my ass off to Jimmy Neutron when I was younger. This can't make me laugh. A grown man's penis can't make me laugh. Okay. It was in a Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell movie. Someone's penis comes out in a bathroom.
And it shows is it a real penis?
I don't know. It looks like a real penis. Wow. Did a good job if it's a fake penis.
That's how I feel, dude. When I'm sitting in movie theaters, I'm like,
Get Hard.
Get hard. That's the movie where Will Ferrell's going to prison.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
That's the fourth time I've heard your phone this session, boy.
Ryan, it's on vibrate. That's all I can do.
Better be an emergency.
Do I need to set it to emergency? It's just people are just texting. I'm sorry. I'll put it on. Here we go. Airplane mode. No text will come through. The vibrations will not bother you. I'm sorry.
This is the one time when your family just gets in a horrible accident and they're calling you.
They need to reach me.
Because, of course, you can show up in a helicopter and rescue them, right?
Yeah, dude. I'll fly to South Carolina in a helicopter
in
right
now. In a wingsuit.
Yeah. But anyway, like being in a movie theater when everyone's like laughing at really unfunny things, I'm like, man, like, do I just not enjoy life? Like, they're getting so much enjoyment out of this. Like, that has to be awesome to be them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To go and see, like, a mediocre movie and get that much enjoyment out of it.
Laugh out loud. Sometimes I laugh out loud at how stupid something is in a movie. I'm trying to remember the last time I actually legitimately laughed out loud in a movie theater.
I remember laughing out loud during Anchorman 2.
Remember the last time you laughed in the theater?
No, I just, for some reason, specifically remember laughing out loud during Anchorman 2 many times. Dude, that movie was actually really funny.
I've seen it, I think, twice.
I've seen it three times.
The first one in theaters, then I tried to watch it again, except I watched the bigger, longer, more uncut version or whatever it's called. Was that Girls Gone Wild, bigger, longer, more uncut?
The Anchorman 2.
Which is 2. Bigger, longer, more uncut? Is that a thing?
I don't think that a tagline so. That's the Family Guy movie. Really? Or the South Park. No, it's the South Park movie.
Oh, yeah. South Park movie.
But I watched the second version of Anchorman 2 because they made like two versions of the movie.
Yeah.
And I did not like the second one as much. It was funny, but it was not as funny as the theatrical Anchorman 2.
Okay. Did you like the part where they have the baby great white shark?
The musical number? I actually did. I thought that
just was
pretty
funny. Just
the
whole story arc with the baby great white shark.
I liked it when
they
I saw it.
They release it into the wild and it attacks Will, I think. Doesn't attack Will?
I think so, yeah.
Will Ferrell.
I mean, I wish Will Smith was a... He is an Anchorman.
He is, yep. He's an Anchorman too.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Him and Kanye West and Jim Carrey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a lot of
Jim
people.
Jim Carrey is in it, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's that big fight scene at the end.
He plays one of the Canadians.
Yeah, him and what's her face?
Kobe something?
No.
From How I Met Your Mother?
The girl. The beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman.
Marion Cotillard, the French actress. She plays the other Canadian. She's in a lot of stuff. She's in Big Fish.
Is she in Batman?
She's in, I don't know.
Is she Bane's love interest in Batman?
Probably. She's very beautiful.
Okay.
I would like to wife this woman. She did a duet with Nathan Fielder. They did a video.
Wait, really?
Where they were singing to each other and it's really awkward.
In what?
Just for no reason. Just on like Comedy Central.
Just randomly?
On like Comedy Central's YouTube channel. It's like Nathan Fielder
singing. Was he
singing.
Playing the Nathan character?
Yeah. And then she's like singing and he's singing back. It's so funny.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Man, I really hope that I think Nathan Fee's getting another season. I hope
Better
so.
Better be.
It's a good, that's like that is a peak comedy show.
Him and Eric Andre really have comedy down.
I think that they'll both get another season. They're both from the same production company. Absolutely. Which creates fantastic shows. Steve Brule, check it out with Dr. Steve Brule, Nathan Fee, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. And the Eric Andre show. Those are all like really good shows from the same production company. So, good job, absolutely.
Go watch them.
Those are all some of my favorite shows. And they're not paying us to say this, believe it or not.
No one's paying us to say anything this episode.
We have no
sponsor-free episode of Super Megacast.
Yeah, you guys are enjoying that.
Except, you know, there are ads every now and then through the episode.
But that's just...
But we're not directly endorsed by these people.
No. And you know...
Don't hold them accountable to what we say.
Yeah. And don't.
Then you're just reaching.
Don't message them and be like, "Hey, they said bad things on their podcast. Pull the ads." Don't do that. some people do that to some people they don't like. Hey,
what a dirty little tactic!
What a very dirty little tactic!
You're giving these people money. Hey, stop giving them money because we're taking them out of context.
Yeah, exactly. Someone could take you saying the F word out of context and send it to a Coca-Cola and be like, "Hey, Coca-Cola, look, you're advertising on this video where Ryan McGee said the F-U-C-K word." So don't take that out of context. Don't cut me saying F-U-C-K. Don't take that one either.
Oh, yeah?
Shit!
Coca-Cola tastes like boogers.
Ryan, that's not true
What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
They're going to pull all ads from my videos. That's one of the biggest ads on YouTube is Coca-Cola.
Yeah? Tostitos? More like...
Don't say it. Don't say it, Ryan. Stop!
Penis Tito's.
Dude, they're probably going to double the ads on our
video. Like, no, they're like,
that's genius.
That's a good one. Yes. For some guy with a big pipe. Oh, that's genius. We got to get this guy in. Get him to marketing.
Dude, I want to see that out like on on TV.
Those Tito's, more like penis Tito's.
It's like, that's like going to be one of those like ad campaigns that everyone will remember 50 years. Like everyone remembers Where's the Beef from Wendy's.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the next Where's the Beef.
More like penis. It's so stupid.
It's so bad.
So fucking moronic.
Like
but that makes me laugh. Okay.
Dude, if they did that, I'd go buy Tostitos.
Is there a thing to where like humor is stupid, but then it becomes so stupid it's funny? Because that's what I feel like I have. But like, why is that a thing? Why is like the more dumb something is, the funnier it is?
I feel like,
is it because it's like, if that actually happened, that would be hilarious. If reality were to warp in this way and have that actually happen, that would actually be entertaining and funny, because I can't imagine it happening. I'm trying to gear my head around why stupid humor is funny.
So I feel like there's a graph, right? Where it's like, okay, so like, let's say the,
it's also all relative to what you think is funny.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess there's a graph where it's like one axis is how funny some. Okay, let's say that the x-axis is absurdity, and the y-axis is how funny something is.
Okay.
I feel like the graph, like, dude, you know what? I have no idea what I'm saying right now.
Right? Like, I can't pinpoint it.
Like, I thought I had something there, and I was like, this is going to be scientific and smart, and I'm going to look really good, and nope, nothing. Just absolutely. I'd have to sit down with
a speech
and a pen and paper.
You feel prepared, and you're like, this is going to sound so smart, and in the middle of it be like, I actually have no clue what I'm saying. Could you imagine at a big speech dude, like that in college?
I would have signed up for like a TED Talk and just get up there and be like, I really have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, talk 30 minutes straight of like something that you sound very knowledgeable about and then be like, to be honest, guys, I have no idea what I'm saying. I did not prepare for this. And then pull a Michael Bay and then walk off.
I love that video. He goes on stage and he like starts speaking. He's like, and he just walks off stage.
He's such a big baby. He's such a big baby.
He is, dude. He's a big baby. Apparently it's because the teleprompter was moving too fast or something.
Michael Bay apparently is like a big tantrum-having child.
Michael Bay.
Yeah. Because like, I don't know. He directs those action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he direct a Hot Wheels movie?
Ryan?
No, Matt.
So you give me shit saying, I hear your phone nonstop. And then what? Your phone makes a little ding-dong sound and that's okay? And not ding-dong as in...
I'm sorry.
The other person we know named Ding Dong. It goes.
Total silence.
It goes, Ryan. That's my Ding Dong impression.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck Ding Dong.
What?
Fuck you.
Don't say that.
I'm calling him out now.
Ding Dong's great.
Hey, Ding Dong, Julian.
Stop.
You gay?
No! The secret's out! I love those guys. Ryan. We gotta get them back on the podcast. It's been too long.
I know. What are they doing? Sweating around?
Probably. They turned their house into a sauna for some reason.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Every time I go in, it's like 500 degrees. They're sweet boys, though. They're very sweet. I love touching both of them. I love rubbing Vaseline and all over them.
Do you often?
Yes. We haven't hung out in a while, but last time I went over, that's all we did. Just rub Vaseline on each other.
What?
Why are you giving me that look?
Nothing. I was just...
That's what male friends do.
Ding Dong is a
Ding Dong?
Now the computer's interrupting us?
The computer just made a sound.
Saying he's a freak, dude.
And went...
He won a bunch of those claw machines. Won a bunch of those toys.
Dude, he is so good at art. Dude, any arcade game or claw machine, put Ding Dong in front of it. God, it's like...
Julian in it, though.
I would love to see Ding Dong fishing Julian out of a claw machine.
Julian, how'd you get in there?
This is the second time on our podcast we've talked about Julian hanging from like a crane type thing.
Yeah.
There's that one we talked about like, didn't we talk about like Ding Dong like operating a crane?
We did.
And picking up Julian. But Julian was hanging like in a spider.
Like a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone did like a little animated of it, I think. I can't remember.
That was from...
I want to see Julian trapped inside the Luigi's Mansion game and have Ding Dong have to fish him out. And then they go through a portal and they end up in real life New York City.
I would love to see that movie with Ding Dong and Julian ending up in real life New York City. Falling through the portal.
They have to go through the Luigi's Mansion world, though.
Julian, we're in New York.
Wow, what is this place?
I hope that Ding Dong's not listening and getting his feelings hurt by our impression of him. Ding Dong, this impression of you is not meant to make fun of you. It's just that it's just how my brain wants to do your voice.
Yeah, just like when I do, like, your sister's voice comes out kind of like this.
That's not what
my does this kind of thing. It drops, but.
Is this because my sister's a quadriplegic, Ryan?
Maybe.
You're making fun of her now?
Maybe.
And when you do my voice, it's like... That's
Nuh-uh.
Always my voice.
Is it?
Yeah. Every time you do
that's
my
our voice for
like...
each other. But you said the... That's usually how the waves go.
I watched three large circles of
spit
go
out
of your mouth
and
you're impersonating me.
If it was in slow motion, that would have looked like a fucking brawl.
Dude, you know what's crazy to me? Like, when you watch... Okay, so... Let's say I have this water bottle, okay?
You do.
I shake it up. Now, if you watched that in ultra slow motion, that would have looked so cool of, like, every little, like, bit of water, like, particle, like, moving and changing shapes. Like, that's happening right now. We just, like all that beauty is there, you know?
We
just can't see it.
Or we're just not recognizing the beauty that which we can see.
Oh, fuck, dude. Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know what you're saying.
Yep. Anyways, thank you for stopping by the podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Do you think that they're actually going to stick around or do you think they're going to leave?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, this is a tricky one. Hold on. Let's go like completely silent.
Okay. Dude, I bet everyone just clicked off.
Dude, now we can share our openly racist views. Okay. Because no one's listening.
Okay, so anyways.
What if we actually just started going into, like, eugenics and stuff?
The Confederacy!
Guys, heritage, not hate.
A lot of people like to tell you that the liberals and the conservatives switched sides during the civil inconveniences. That is not a truth. They did not switch sides. They're more racist than we are. I had slay. I.
If you actually were like that, I'd be more inclined to do this podcast with you. I'd want to record like six a week.
If I was a racist?
No, not a racist. If you talked like that. If you were a racist, I probably wouldn't want to do the podcast with you.
If I talk like that, I probably shouldn't have a podcast.
I think a lot of people would listen to it.
You think so?
It's a good voice, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I think you have a nice
better
voice,
than
Ryan.
Your sister's voice? I'm not racist.
All right, Ryan.
I got a sister. I got a big ass box and a round for my husband.
Thank God my sister doesn't listen to any of this. My sister would be appalled right now.
It's like I'm antagonizing your family.
First my mom.
Then your dad.
My ex-wife. And now my sister.
Is she the new one? Your ex-wife doesn't leave her out of this, man.
You're the one that always brings her into everything.
Yeah. It's not cool, though.
You're the one that...
You should respect her more, dude. She's been telling me that, you know, a lot of stuff.
You've been talking to her?
You know, there's two sides to every story is all I'm saying.
You've been talking to her? You've been talking to my ex-wife?
I'm just, you know, I just wanted to find out certain things because they weren't clear to me. And so I went to her
to
find out, like, what exactly happened because I wasn't sure what happened.
Are you fucking kidding me right now, dude?
I'm just making sure that you're not...
Well, she said you guys weren't talking. And you're saying you were talking, so...
She doesn't want to hurt your feelings. And I'm here as your best friend.
Clearly not. If you're going behind my back and
I'm
talking
BF,
to my ex-wife.
Dude. I'm your BFF.
BF stands for boyfriend, not best friend.
I'm your BFF, bro. We have matching neck tattoos.
We do.
BFFs for fucking life, stupid fucker.
Best friend forever for fucking life, stupid fucker. I want that neck tattoo.
Right on our necks.
Let's get... Dude.
I like how intense you said it.
What are the...
stupid fucker.
What are the odds we get those tattoos on our necks?
I can't even remember what it was. Someone draw our characters with those best friend neck tattoos.
But make them like a cool design. Don't just throw the words on there.
Yeah.
Put some fucking effort into it, guys. Come on.
When you don't put effort into it's so easy to make things nowadays. I remember back in the day, you used to know how to do Photoshop skills.
Yeah.
Or you had to have GIMP. Now, you can take your phone and go and make something. That's what Justin did, actually. For the longest time, he just made memes on his phone.
Wow.
Cut things out on it and everything.
Wow. That's impressive. I had a...
He does that to edit our compilations, actually. He edits right on his phone.
He uses iMovie on his iPhone 3.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, they're not edited well.
Yeah. So, Justin...
Please send us that money back on PayPal. Also, let's talk about the program GIMP. I remember before I had Photoshop.
Never had GIMP?
Well, I know I did have GIMP. Okay. I was never a fan of it. I used GIMP. Also, it's weird.
The goofy, scary thing.
Yeah,
with
the dog.
Blue nose.
Wow,
that was
also
a dog?
It's a dog, yeah.
What?
Why is it called GIMP? You know what a GIMP is, right?
Yeah.
It's like you know, you've seen Pulp Fiction. A GIMP is a man that dresses up in a full leather suit for sexual reasons. And he's like a little like submissive slave. So it's funny that the program's called GIMP.
That is a dog.
Yeah.
I thought it had a blue nose, but it has a black nose.
Yeah, it's a dog. It's a sweet little pooch. Man, I wanna petition, like I wanna go to the state house and I wanna petition for the word dog to be legally changed to pooch.
How to do X-ray effect.
I want no one to ever say dog again. I only want pooch.
Pooch?
Pooch is a better word.
Yo, what up, pooch?
Hey pooch.
I got three pooches.
Dude.
I got three dogs.
How's your pooch doing?
It's doing well.
Yeah?
Shedding. So, you know, a lot of vacuuming.
That time of year, yeah. Banana shedding too, man.
Whenever he runs outside, you can see it in the sunlight.
Like
it in the air.
Like a trail of vapor behind him.
Makes
me want to
run inside and cover myself in a clean towel.
You should. You know what
you
should
mask.
Do? You should dye your dog a color. He has, like, the perfect fur to dye him a color.
I think he looks beautiful the way he is.
I think so, too. But this is a potential, like, view bringer for our channel. Ryan, if you dyed your dog purple or some shit, you know how many views that would get us?
How many views?
Views equal money, Ryan. think.
I'm trying to think, Matt. I'm trying to think.
Well, I got an idea right here, and you're ignoring it.
I'm not ignoring it. I'm just...
Easter's coming up, Ryan. Easter is this weekend. It's this weekend. You can tie-dye him like an Easter egg.
That is true. Fuck. You know what we should do for Easter?
What?
We should travel to the death place of Jesus and film a vlog there.
Fucking Israel or Iran? Where did Jesus die? Israel?
Tequanistan.
Tequanistan?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? It's Tequanistan.
Tequanistan.
Welcome to my vlog channel. Can we shout out a vlogger real quick?
Not Tequanistan.
we meant to shout this guy out many, many, many episodes ago, like episode like 50 something.
Okay.
Ryan and I were driving to work one day.
Okay.
And
sorry, tell the story.
And you know, it's a nice, peaceful, quiet day in Glendale. And when out of nowhere, I hear, and a nice, I think it was like a Mustang or Corvette or something.
Probably, yeah.
Just comes flying by us and cuts us off real nice and
real quick.
Real quick, real politely cuts us off when there was really no need to, because there was
no. It's a 2-lane road, and there was a lot of room in front of me, as well as his lane was completely empty. So there's no reason for the haste in switching lanes.
Absolutely not. Forward. But he did.
Yeah, he did.
And on the back windshield of his sick whip
of his epic car,
I noticed that
he gets laid with.
He probably gets laid in that car,
dude. Girls see that car. Their Sploosh. Pussy shoots out web like Spider-Man and takes her directly to his car.
it's like a grappling hook. Women, actually, all women have that function. They just don't know until
they're
see his car.
They're all dangling from the back of his car, being bounced on the road.
Like cans after like a wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has the back of his car decked out for his YouTube channel. I don't know if we should even say it though, because I don't want to like target.
But
the guy.
But the name is the kicker.
That's true. Okay, so it was called. and he does. I don't remember. He does like vlogs or something. But he cut us off in his car, and you know that's the thing. If you're gonna like cut people off in traffic, you probably shouldn't have like a very identifiable thing on your car where people can like find you and like identify you.
Well, also you have to realize this is the person that advertises his YouTube channel
on his car.
On his car.
But his name is what I thought was funny was his name that he has on the YouTube channel. His name is Rodney King, which is the name of the guy from the, remember the guy that got beat by the LAPD back in the 90s that caused like the LA riots and everything? His name was Rodney King. It's kind of an unfortunate name. Are you watching one of his videos right now?
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on.
Should we peep his name out?
This is the man that cut us off, Matt.
What's up, boys? Today, like... we're going to check out my car.
Dude, does he have his car in the video?
This is why he's cutting people off. He's holding his phone while in his car, being a dumbass.
He probably didn't even mean to, Ryan. No, dude, I guarantee it. Ryan, I guarantee the reason he cut us off was because he has the decal on the back on his back windshield advertising the YouTube channel, and he wanted us to see it because he knew that we were funny YouTubers.
Do you recognize this area, Matt?
Hold up. Wait.
Okay, dude. Okay. Chill out.
All right, Rod.
Relax. Rod, get the phone away from your mouth, dude.
Oh, dude, he did like a pussy eating motion with his lips.
What is wrong with this man?
Stop it, Rod. But Ryan, I think you know why he cut us off? Because he said, hey, those are funny YouTubers in that car right there. I want them to see my channel. So he drove and pulled in front of us so we would see his YouTube channel and check it out and subscribe to it. We did subscribe though. So you got yourself one new subscriber, buddy. Proud of you. I tell you what.
Can you put a message alert, like a warning? There has been a nuclear bomb test, so people think it's their phone giving them an alert or some sort of
alert. Oh, like the iPhone emergency alert sound?
Yeah.
Should totally put that in.
Yeah.
So then it scares. I'm not going to do it this episode, though.
No, but like in a future episode.
In a future episode, I'll put that. So
like,
people will
be
listening.
It's going to be long enough for you guys to forget about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got to write this down because we're going to forget about it.
We're going to make people paranoid, and they're going to be waiting for every episode, and now every episode is going to be a disappointment because they don't play that sound effect.
I will, Ryan. I'm gonna scare people with it. And are you kissing the microphone? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I was checking the sound waves.
So you check the sound waves by tenderly kissing the tip of the microphone? That was like how you kiss the tip of a penis.
How do you kiss the tip of a penis?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying, Ryan?
No, I don't.
Like,
I don't kiss the tips of penises.
I don't either.
Yeah, but
I don't either. But what I'm saying was that that's what it looked like.
If you were to kiss the tip of a penis, that's how it would be done. Yeah.
It was very like the microphone's a phallic object, and you're going up to it and doing that with your lips, and that it looked that it was reminiscent of how maybe a gay man would kiss the tip of a penis.
Doesn't even have to be a gay man. You gave me that book that clearly explained that straight men can have gay sex, and there's nothing gay about it.
That's a real book, and I did buy that for Ryan as a gag gift. And then you left it out in the rain, Ryan, so thanks.
Fuck you. I left Bill Nye's book out in the rain, too.
That's the Bill Nye book that I autographed from Bill Nye to yep. See if you believe, and I think you did for a while.
For a little bit, and then I caught on because I was like, wait, you also fucked with the Shane Dawson thing.
I did. I bought you a Shane Dawson book, and I autographed it from Shane Dawson. Man, I'd love to read Shane Dawson's, like, his life works, man.
What is Shane Dawson up to these days?
He's still doing YouTube. He was on the H3 podcast recently. He's still, as far as I know, he's still doing YouTube.
I bet you he wouldn't give us a shout out because I know he watches us all the time.
Shane Dawson's a huge Super Mega fan. Shane Dawson,
but he's too famous to give us a shout out.
Yeah, thanks, Shane.
Whatever. We still watch your channel.
We don't though. Shane, we're giving you a shout out right now. Why don't you give us one, man? Come on, Twitter. Shane, please tweet at us, man.
I've been loving the music videos you've been putting out, man.
Please, Shane, tweet at us, man.
What has he been up to?
I don't know. I don't watch YouTube anymore.
Does he put up rap videos now?
He makes hard rap. He makes the hardest rap he can. Shane Dawson, please, give us some form of attention, man.
He should start a game channel with Jacob Sartorius.
Why?
It would be epic.
Jacob Sartorius is like 15.
Yeah, and?
That would be a really interesting game channel. Also, Shane Dawson, I don't believe you ever thanked me for when I made a response video to when your grandma was passing. I gave you my condolences like a decade ago. I never heard back from you on that one.
It's still up, Shane.
It's still on YouTube. You can go watch it. It's probably the most embarrassing thing on the internet of me. Actually, that's not true. There are things more embarrassing, but I'm not giving any breadcrumbs to what those are.
Also, since we're doing a Shane Dawson roast of 2018,
I'm not roasting
here.
Shane Dawson.
We have to put the name the roast so people watch it.
The roast.
People
of Shane
aren't going to be like the Shane Dawson appreciation video. No, the roast of Shane Dawson.
Is that this podcast?
2018.
Is this a podcast called The Roast of Shane Dawson?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to see Comedy Central do the roast of Shane Dawson.
Make Don do like a. Whatever his logo would be, the Shane Dawson, because you know each roast isn't different.
Mm-hmm.
Do one of those, have Shane Dawson.
Would you ever get roasted?
No.
I feel like there would.
If I was famous enough to be warranted to have a roast, but I feel like roasting a tiny person is dumb and not entertaining.
If you were famous enough, would you open yourself up to the roast? Would you let yourself get roasted?
Yes.
That'd be tough, man, because you know that there'd be like. Because, like, I guess a lot of the roasts, like, they're all based in truth. So you just have to sit there and be like, ouch. Ooh, yeah, that one cut deep.
But then I get professional comedy writers to write my jokes, so I know they'll land.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
You ever watched a roast?
Yes.
They're mean, dude. Like, some of those things are like, ouch.
And then sometimes they have to cut out the jokes from the live, because of the live censors. It's like, what did they say? What did they say to Justin Bieber? That was mean. Why were they mean to Bieber?
They should just, who do you want to see get roasted, Ryan? Like, what celebrity do you want to see get roasted?
I should go back and watch the Donald Trump one. That would be interesting.
He got roasted?
Yeah, the roast of Trump. You don't remember that?
No.
I owned so many things in my, I don't know, that was just dumb. I was just doing that to pass the time as I looked up for the roast of Trump.
The roast of Trump. I was thinking in my head. I was like,
because the whole thing was like gold and all that shit.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, on Comedy Central. I remember the promos for that.
The roast of Donald Trump. Bah.
And then he became president.
Yep.
He got back at everyone for roasting him.
He's got like, back at Barack Obama specifically for roasting him.
And Barack Obama was like, well, at least I'll go down in history as a president. And then Donald Trump was like,
oh yeah, watch this.
And then became president.
Brock, you egged him on. You got what you were
this
asking
for. This is
Barack
Obama's fault.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot,
you know
Obama.
What? Hey, Barack, let me be real with you for a second. I know you watch us. right after Game Grumps.
He watches Game Grumps first. And then on days, if he's got a little extra time, he'll watch some Super Mega.
Yeah. But if you are watching this, because I know he likes to, you know, watch the podcast if okay, he can.
He does. He likes the podcast.
You know, you can't really come back from that one, my man.
That one is a loss.
Yeah. Here's what you can do, though, Barack. You can start your own television show, and it has to get better ratings than Donald Trump's. And then you win. Then you win on his terms.
Oh, that's true.
Because he won on your terms. Now you need to win on his. Now he needs to become a reality person, like TV personality. He needs to be like on the new season of Big Brother.
You think? I think Barack Obama could like host a late night show or something. I feel like he'd go on to do that. He's charismatic. The late night show with Barack Obama.
Why do politicians still, like, he still needs to make money, of course, because the president's not, like, lifelong money, right?
I don't know. I feel like you're probably pretty set if you were the president for
like,
8 years.
Like, people make sure you're taken care of. Like, yeah. It's like, we're not going to let a president go homeless.
I don't know. I feel like what it probably is probably once you're done with the presidency, you retire, and then you have, like, retirement benefits for the rest of your life that are probably pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine that, I don't know. Like
a pension? Ooh.
I don't know.
I like the sound of that.
I'm just throwing around big words that for adults that I don't necessarily know what they mean.
Could you imagine, side note, that might lead into a bigger discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Just popped in my head.
Popping into my head, too.
How horrifying it would be to be in World War II or I. Like, just from this environment, and also just Battlefield World War I.
You mean like we're here on the couch recording this podcast and all of a sudden just the couch just gets dropped into the middle of Iwo Jima?
Yeah, and like we have like a gun and we have like everything on us and we have people going, go, 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 go! We're like, ah!
What would we do? I'd just get up and start running. I'd be like, fuck! I'd just follow the other people and I'd run and I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Would you be a draft dodger, dude?
I don't know, those are things I want to publicly say.
Dude, I'm just making sure the government has their eye on you when they declare war on someone.
No, Ryan, I of course put my life on the line for this country.
The face you make when you say that.
Would you be a draft dodger, Ryan McGee?
No, of course not. I love my country. I'd fight for it day and night. That'd be my theme song when fighting for this country. I put in headphones, day and night.
I toss and turn, I can't control my mind.
Yeah, this is how much I love this country.
Dude, there's going to be people one day that are going to... Why is the computer making that shut up?
I don't know. Is that what's causing the glitch?
Could be goofing up.
Sarah Silverman, get out of there.
What I was saying is...
Get it?
No.
Did you see Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Oh, never mind. Y'all get it, right? In the comments, tell me you get it.
Someone got it. Somebody got your joke. Someone got the Sarah Silverman joke. There's going to be people that are going to die fighting in war that have watched Super Mega.
Yeah.
That's a weird thought. I salute all of you. There's people, I remember reading comments before, people that are like deployed overseas listen to our podcast, and that's actually like really fucking awesome. So if you're one of those people and you're overseas right now, Ryan and I are blowing kisses from across the world to you. Those are real. Those are kisses.
Take some Tylenol. I can feel a headache.
Dude, I am getting a terrible headache right now. Because I'm thinking about
a Tylenol break.
Yeah, let's take a Tylenol break. Okay. Guys, we'll be right back. Here's I don't know. I'll put something in to pass the time.
A
here,
big fart sound.
I'm not putting a big fart sound. I'll put
Lady and the Beast.
Lady and the Beast.
Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Beast. Okay, we're getting Tylenol. Let's go pot. Let's go. Let's do some drugs. Some fucking
some
drugs.
Put the fart sound in.
I'm not putting the fart sound in. We are back in black.
I am wearing black.
I'm wearing black too. I'm wearing black shorts right now.
I'm wearing black sandals, black gym shorts, black sweater.
You're wearing black everything, man. You're wearing blackface too. Why are you doing that?
I thought it was funny. Now that I look at it,
it's not really funny.
It's very in poor taste.
Yeah.
But I'm too lazy to wipe it off, so I'm just going to do the rest of the podcast. No one can see it. It's fine.
Anyway, guys, we were in the kitchen after we were swallowing our Advil. I know we said we're taking a Tylenol break, but we took Advil.
Uh-huh.
It was actually really good. Like, that type of Advil is, like, coated in something sweet.
You're going to put me to bed?
So it goes down real nice and easy.
I'm going to go to sleep?
Is it going to make you go to sleep?
Nah. It's not PM.
Man, fucking, like allergy, like Benadryl. If you got allergies, I'm like, oh man, let me take some Benadryl.
Benadryl sounds like a Pokemon.
And Benadryl does sound like a Pokemon.
Benadryl, go!
I mean, it puts me to sleep and makes my allergies go away.
Yeah.
God, allergies. My allergies been shitty the last week in LA.
Por qué?
It's like getting near the end of March right now. Pollen is starting to show its ugly little face and go, hoo-hoo, let's go inside of Matt Watson's nose and down his throat. And
I don't like going inside of Matt Watson's nose.
I don't either. I don't like going to my own nose, dude. Have you ever stuck anything really far up your nose?
Yes. A little, I had this dinosaur play set and it came with little boulders and I stuck one of the little boulders up my nose and one in my ear.
Ooh.
And I think one got stuck in my ear and another got stuck in my nose and my mom had to get them out.
Ooh. That's scary. I hate the thought of that, dude.
I was a kid. I was like, ooh, this can fit in my ear. Yeah. I can't get it out.
I feel like most kids like stick things in their ears or nose and then they have to go to like the emergency room because they got, I knew someone that got, they stuck like, I don't remember what they stuck. They stuck some like play piece like of a play set in their ear and I had to go to the emergency room to get it out because it was so deep in there.
Ugh.
It's like, ugh, yikes. Stupid fucking kids. Kids just want to die. Like kids do all sorts of things that they like, they lust for death.
You gotta watch your kids. Cause there's so many like accidents that can happen around, like you don't even think about. Like a kid could just be at, let's say, a grocery store and like one of the shelf things knocks over, like one of the end caps falls over, falls onto them. Boom, done. It's like that's anything can kill this thing because it's so fragile.
Yeah. Hey, but parents, if you want a good way to make sure your kids aren't going to go anywhere and stay safe,
put them in a little ball.
That's an option. Or you could sit them down in a room with an iPad or smartphone and just put on a Super Mega playlist. They would love to watch it. They would go crazy for it.
They'd scream and laugh.
They go, ha!
They'd get the jokes.
They'd get all the jokes. How many, like, what percentage of our jokes would kids understand?
Most of them.
Is that bad?
Probably.
That's not good for me. Like, that feels bad, like, for my own personal. Because I'd be like, I'd like to have some, like, I'd like to think my comedy is above, like, a 5-year-old's, but.
People our age watch us, and then people who are younger watch us. Some of our friends watch us.
Yeah. I can't believe that. If you're one of my friends and you're watching this right now, why don't you go ahead and send me a text message or something to prove it so I can feel better about myself. Thanks, guys.
Our parents watch us.
My friend Brandon Yarchuk.
Yarchuk.
He's a fashion designing Korean man. Very talented.
He just messaged me.
What?
Yeah. Because
Brandon?
Of my story.
What?
Yeah.
He's from Irmo.
I saw him in pictures of, I think that you took. He was in one of the pictures on your Instagram.
Yeah.
I looked at his account and I really liked what he was uploading, so I followed him.
Yeah, dude, Brandon's cool.
He takes nice photos and he dresses very well.
Brandon is a very fashionable man and he's a fashion designer in Ohio. Or goes some university in Ohio. Some place in Ohio. And he makes cool clothes, do I have to say. He makes like weird stuff. And he loves Minions. He has a Minions necklace, and he has like Minions.
That's fucked up.
That's not fucked up, dude. He loves Minions. There's nothing wrong with loving Minions.
Yeah, there is.
I think he loves Minions unironically. Like he has like just a lot of Minions things. That's Brandon though.
Like they're his Pokemon. Like if they had Minion cards, he'd collect them all.
I guarantee they have Minion cards. They have Minion everything.
You got Bob, Steve,
and Wade.
Wade.
I don't know what's the other
Bob,
Minion.
Steve.
Stuart.
Stuart.
Yeah.
Steve. Even
no
one?
Bob, Stuart, and
I can't remember their names. They're all goofy.
I don't know. It's like, okay, hold on, wait. I want to figure this out. Bob, Stuart,
Wade.
It's not, no.
Is it one?
Wade sounds like a minion, you know?
Minion.
Wade sounds like a good minion name. Minion. Hold on, wait. Let me guess. Don't.
Minion
Kevin,
Wade.
Kevin.
Oh.
Is Kevin one of them?
What?
Is Kevin one?
Yes, Kevin.
Kevin, Stuart, and Bob? Is that it?
Okay. Okay, Google, what are the Minions' names in the Minion movie?
A lot of people's phones just responded
According
to that.
According to Wikipedia, it was first foreshadowed in the end credits of Despicable Me 2, where Kevin, Stuart, and Bob...
Yes! I got it right! Kevin, Stuart, and Bob.
The film.
Dave, oh Stuart, Jerry, Bob, Kevin, Tom, and Carl.
There's more?
Well, there's a bunch of...
Jerry?
There's a bunch of Minions.
I know there's like
exist.
A trillion Minions. I didn't know there were like other canon ones. Wow. That's pretty fucking crazy, dude.
It's pretty epic, I would say.
It's pretty epic.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
It's recommendation time from your boy, starting with Matt Watson.
Can you give me a second?
Matt?
Just give me 1 second, Ryan.
Okay. Do you want me to recommend
this things? Week's music recommendation.
Did you not have anything set up?
I did. And I
have something to recommend.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just finished it. I will never try to put things in the recommendations that I haven't seen type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I won't be like, I'm halfway through this and I really like it. But I just finished a documentary series or a docu-series. Its name is Wild Wild Country. I tweeted about it. Thought it was really good. It's about this society, cult, whatever you want to call it, or religion that exists in this town in Oregon for a few years. And it's just one of the studies of a new upcoming culty religion. Ooh. That was very, it's a very, very entertaining little docuseries. I thought, I guess I just like docuseries where the subjects are really interesting. Like, these people got thousands and thousands of people, of other human beings, to believe in this one belief system and how it just catapulted into something bigger. And I was like, how have I never heard of this? It's huge. Like, when people think of cults, they think of like all the, like, Jonestown and all this other shit. Like, this is a big one. There wasn't like, I don't want to spoil anything. Nothing to the extent of Jonestown occurred, but still it was a big event and there are a lot of things that happened around it. I have to speak very broadly because I don't want to spoil anything because I feel like you just have to experience it. But I do recommend 100%. It's a 6-part series, Wild Wild Country. It's on Netflix. Go check it out. I really dug it.
You dug it, dude?
I dug it.
Life's a garden.
Dug it. Good game.
All I'm thinking about is Doug, like the cartoon character.
This week,
I'm going to recommend a song called Blue. That's BLOO by Zach Valier. I like it a lot. I think it's cool. And I like Zach Valier a lot. He's a cool guy. So go check that one out. I think it's pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I might have to check that out.
Don't.
Okay.
This is only for the listeners.
This is only for me. This is my music.
You're not allowed to check it out, Ryan.
Because if you check it out, it won't be cool anymore.
That's not true at all, Ryan. You can listen to whatever the F you want.
Can I?
What have you been listening to? You been listening to music lately?
Yeah, but I'm in another one of those say anything phases where I listen to them for like a whole month.
I do that too. Sometimes I'll get like a band and I'll pretty much exclusively listen to that band for like a whole month.
Like there's at least probably like 2 to 3 months out of the year where I will be mostly listening to like a Say Anything album.
Yeah, I have a couple bands that I'll go back through and like a couple times a year I'll just have a phase of just that band. Yeah. And like it repeats. Like, I'll do the same bands like mm-hmm. every year. Like I think every year I have like a Tyler the Creator phase where it's a bunch of Tyler.
Yeah.
There's a Japanese band called Lamp I listen to a lot. What else? There's so much. Lone. There's a electronic artist called Lone.
Okay.
That I listen to like a ton of Lone. Bowen. Stuff
Ooh.
Like that. Listen to a lot of that, man.
Look at you.
But I love it. Weezer. I do. I go through Weezer phases.
I have Weezer as well. I
love me some Weezer.
They kind of combine very well with Say Anything sometimes in terms of the feel that I'm going for.
I follow Rivers Cuomo. He's the lead singer of Weezer. His Twitter page is like a meme page now. He tweets the weirdest shit.
He's a memer?
He is. He tweets some really weird shit. He's cool, though. I love him.
That's an epic meme.
Guys, I want to see Weezer live so bad. And I'm also, speaking of music, I'm very, very sad because they recently released the Katamari Damacy soundtrack on vinyl. And
guess
they only
got to set an alarm.
Yeah, I did set an alarm. They only printed 3,000 copies. And it was going to go on sale at like 10 a.m.
What happened with your alarm? You didn't wake up.
No, I did wake up. I set the alarm.
You forgot what you set it for.
Yeah, the alarm started going off at like 9:59 a.m. And I was like, why is my alarm going off right now?
So you need
I
turned to title it off. The alarm like, Katamari.
I should have titled it. Because in the moment when I created the alarm, I was thinking like, yeah, of course I'll remember what it is. And then when I suddenly remembered, it was like 3 p.m. and they were all sold out. So I am devastated. But the people that produced it said that they'll probably make more. They'll probably print more.
Oh, you know they will. They already said, I mean, yeah, they said that.
If they sold that
there
many,
will be more.
There will be blood. Yeah. That's right. I just took what you said and I turned it into a movie title.
It's a really
That's peak commentary.
It is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I've also been playing.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing. I think I'm about halfway through Wolfenstein: The New Order. It was a game that came out. It was kind of like a reboot of the Wolfenstein franchise.
Oh yeah.
On Jory's request, he was like, "That is a good," because I was looking for a first-person shooter that was actually fun and good. Because most of them aren't anymore, unfortunately. So I'd say it's really fun. Has a lot of personality. I'm enjoying it. It came out in 2014, so it's not like it's not this amazing graphical experience. I mean, it still looks fantastic, and the sequel apparently looks even better, which is crazy. But I really like the tone that the game has. It feels very unique, nice. And you do. It feels like you're playing an old shooter again, where you're just supposed to have fun,
like Super 3D Noah's Ark.
Yeah, like I'm talking about shooters back in the day, where you go into an empty room and all of a sudden a big boss comes and you have to riddle it with bullets, hit those weak points. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm really interested
in
playing?
In a fun way.
I've never actually played Doom, like the original Doom.
You have to play the new Doom. The new Doom is
I really want to play the original though. And pretty soon in my room, I'm looking to set up I got my little CRT TV set up, and I'm looking to set up just a whole station with a bunch of old consoles, and I'm gonna try to wire that into my computer so I can stream some of that stuff. But have you been playing? Did you get the new Far Cry?
I did. I've been playing it for the past few days, or the past 2 days, I think.
I haven't heard you talk about it. Is it any good?
I'm still playing.
You like it?
I'm still playing it. It's one of those games where I play to pass time. It's nothing I'm really super invested in.
Yeah.
But I have fun with those games just because there's a lot that I find enjoyment out of. Just going around an open world, taking out outposts, getting shit done. And I like the environment that they chose for this one, which is America. Because in past games,
yeah,
they'd have outposts and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is a cool looking outpost. Look at this building. This is cool. But this is based in the United States. So
you can
I recognize the architecture. I'm like, oh, this cabin is a really nice cabin. Damn, they got a second floor? How many rooms they got in this bitch? So I found myself doing that a lot in the
just
game.
Just exploring that stuff.
This is a nice little town. Yeah.
That's cool though. Because I guarantee the people that designed that want people to recognize that stuff.
Yeah. I like the setting of this one, but it still feels like a Far Cry game. It's nothing to write home about, but if you like the Far Cry series, I'd recommend. It's fun, especially since they have co-op. You can play with people, so people derive a lot of fun. I mainly got it because Justin's going to get it, and him and I are going to do some co-op.
Coop?
Yep.
I always read the word co-op as coop at first.
I used to. It's co-op. I'm like, oh, co-op, yeah.
I'm not. I'm waiting for my brain to develop a little more so it starts reading it as co-op instead of coop.
That used to be one of the first things I'd look for when I looked on the back of a game box. I was
co-op?
Players 1 to 2. Yes! But sometimes it would be players 1 to blank, and then it would just be 1, and then it says players online or something like that. Players 1 to 8. So you'd see that and be like, yes! Then you're like, wait, there's no split screen? Oh, online? Damn it! Or something like that.
Man, I bought some board games recently. You know what I've been playing a bunch of every night?
What?
I've been playing Bananagrams.
What is that?
Because Julie from Australia is in town. We've been playing Bananagrams every night.
What's Bananagrams?
It's like Scrabble, but you don't have a board, and you have to try to make as many words as you can, and you want to use up all your tiles first.
Yeah.
It's just like Scrabble, essentially. A little different, but...
Uno's fun.
They have Dose now. Target the other night.
What is Dose?
They had Dose.
What the fuck is that?
They had a whole whole display for it. It was from the makers of Uno.
Oh my God.
And they had them side by, you could buy both. There was Uno and there was Dose. And I'm like, what is
Dose?
I don't know.
You didn't
I don't know what's
it?
Different. I just looked at it and I was like, okay, I guess they got Dose now.
Jesus.
No fucking idea.
What other board games are fun?
Battleship. I bought Battleship too.
Battleship's fun.
Battleship is a slow game.
Very much
so. It's pretty fun.
Did you get the electronic version?
No, I just got the one with pegs.
Oh, okay.
It's fun. I mean, it's not something I'd play multiple rounds in a row because it's a little boring. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's a good time passer.
Yeah, you're one of the old move in type of things where it's like I'm gonna get a bunch of board games.
I got board games.
That's why everyone has board games, because they move into a place and they're like, I need board games, and then they buy a bunch of board games, and then they start just being dust.
They just start collecting dust. Yeah. Got my record player set up.
Ooh, same here.
Tunes. Yeah. Listen to some groovy tunes.
Nice tunes. Mm-hmm. Nice, nice, nice. Nice, Daddy nice, Likes.
Yeah, there you go. There nice, you go. Dude. Yeah. That's a great way to end the podcast.
Thank you.
Guys, it's on iTunes. Please rate us on iTunes if you feel so inclined.
If you see Matt in public, hit him in the balls. He loves it and thinks it's funny. You're in on the joke. Ha 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 ha. Bye.
Don't do that.
Do it, though.
Don't do that. That's...
because you'll be in on the joke.
That's
assault. And then you'll tweet at me and I'll laugh. Film a video of it and I'll laugh.
Well, that's filming a crime. That's assault and battery.
You can actually, if someone actually does something to you, you can point the police to me and then point them to this podcast and be like, this is why. And then I could probably get some sort of charges put on me.
That's if I choose to press charges against my friend Ryan.
That is true. You might be a good friend and be like, oh, it was just a jest.
Or you might be a good friend and not tell people to hit me in the balls because you know that...
but the money. But the funny money.
What funny? I'm not getting money for that.
I am.
You have some kind of contract?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
the Funny Money Boys. Funny Money Studios.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.